Janet Jay Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benadera, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing 5'2" Eyes of Blue.
5'2" Eyes of Blue. But oh, what both 5 foot to do? Did anybody see my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hose, never had another hose. Did anybody see my girl? Now if you run into a 5'2" covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. Could she love? Could she woo?
Once upon a time, on a bitter winter's day, a poor homeless young man called Dennis Day chanced upon a kind lady named Mrs. Anderson. Seeing that he was cold and hungry and lonely and was willing to pay $7 a week room rent, she allowed him to lodge in her attic, and the young man was very happy, for whereas he had once been cold and hungry and lonely, he was now only cold and hungry. But Mrs. Anderson is not a patient woman, and lately the young man has dropped 3 weeks behind in his room rent, which is why he wears his worried look today as he discusses things with his girlfriend, Mildred.
My gosh, Mildred, what'll I do? Can you imagine what'll happen when I tell her I can't pay my room rent again this week?
Oh, golly, well, can't you make up some kind of excuse for not having the money?
Yeah, but what? The first week I told her my grandma was sick and I spent the money on the rent on medicine. The next week I said grandma had to be operated on, I spent the rent for the operation. Third week I said grandma died and I spent it on the funeral. I feel I've gone about as far as I can with Grandma.
Yes, I guess you have.
See, this time I'm really scared to face her, Mildred.
Oh, now that's just silly. After all, it's only money. And Mother must have heard that she can't take it with her.
I know, but she might send me along first to check on her.
Dennis Day, how dare you talk that way about my mother?
Oh, I don't mean to complain, Mildred. It's been very nice of her to keep me in that room all this time instead of getting another boarder.
Well, it certainly has.
Your mother is a very generous woman.
She has a terribly soft heart.
She's an angel.
As unselfish as they come.
Mildred.
Yes?
Could we stop now? It's making me a little sick.
Oh, golly, Dennis, I'm as worried as you are. If Mother throws you out of here, we'll be separated. Then what's to become of us?
Gee, I don't know. I'd always hoped that you'd be the mother of my children, but if we never see each other again after today, I doubt if the idea is practical.
Me too. Oh, dear, if there were only some way for you to get on her good side before you have to break the news to her.
Yeah, if I did something to make her like me first, maybe she might not toss me.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Good morning, children.
By golly, maybe you can help us, Mr. Anderson.
Huh?
How do you get around your wife?
Well, just keep walking till I'm on the other side.
No, no, I mean, what do you do to get him good with her?
You see, Dennis is behind in his room rent again, Daddy.
Yeah, 3 weeks, and I'm scared to face her.
Scared of Poopsie? Oh, don't be silly, Dennis. She wouldn't hurt a fly.
I know, but boy, what she does to people.
Oh, nonsense. It's my theory that if Poopsie were ever challenged, she'd back right down. And I've just been waiting for some sucker to try and prove it.
Oh, no. I got a safer idea. You know the old saying, you can't catch more flies with vinegar than I can, honey. I don't think that's exactly right, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Dennis, you mean you're going to use charm on it?
Sure. A few flattering remarks about her beauty, and I'll have her eating out of my hand. Women love that stuff. You just stand here at the kitchen door and listen.
Oh, good morning, Dennis.
Oh, don't move, you great big hunk of gorgeous dream flesh, you.
What?
That face, those eyes, that mouth, those chins cascading down like some lovely...
Now, look here, you.
That body, so definitely human being shaped. You're desirable right from the point of your tiny head to the toes of your great big fat white feet.
Dennis Day, have you lost your mind?
Yes, over you, kiddo. Oh, you're so terribly, terribly lovely. Your glorious figure is that of a schoolgirl.
A schoolgirl? Why, that's ridiculous.
No, there's even a place around your middle where it looks like you're carrying your books.
That'll be just about enough.
But I'm only trying to...
I know exactly what you're trying, and you needn't have bothered. I'm no longer worried about your room rent. I've gone out and gotten you a job.
A job? Me?
Yes. And one you have a chance to keep for a change. Have you ever heard of Wellington Pomeroy Weaver?
Sure, he's from the family that founded Weaverville, isn't he?
Exactly. And he just about runs this city government. So when I read that Weaverville was going to add 50 new men to its police force, I spoke to him about you.
Gosh, you mean I'm going to be a policeman?
Why not?
But will they take me? I mean, my arches have always been so perfect.
So we'll have one policeman who's flat on the other end.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Weaver's already notified the department to expect you. All you have to do is pass the physical examination today, and you'll be in uniform tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, I'll go right down to the police station and take it. You're wonderful to do this for me, Mrs. Anderson. And what's more, you don't realize what you're doing for the police department.
Oh, yes, I do. They'll probably have to change their slogan now from crime doesn't pay to hop on the gravy train, boys.
Oh, pardon me. Are you the officer in charge of the physical examinations? I was told to report here.
Oh, yes. Come in. I've been expecting you. The name is Dennis Day.
Really? See, there's a coincidence. So is mine.
I didn't say my name was Dennis Day. I said your name was Dennis Day.
Oh, well, that I knew already.
Yes. Just sit down, Day, and I'll make out your form. Name, Dennis Day. Age?
22.
Ever had rheumatic fever, high blood pressure, goiter, ulcers, scarlet fever, arthritis, bursitis, or neuritis?
No, sir, but if they're part of the requirements, I'm sure I could dig up the germ somewhere.
Don't bother. We'll make an exception in your case. And now then, shall we take off our clothes?
Oh, I'm quite comfortable, but you go right ahead of me.
Hey, this is a physical examination.
Oh, yes, sir.
And now take off your coat and remove your shirt.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you'll find me in good shape. I always take very good care of myself. There.
Holy smoke, you've disappeared. Put your coat back on so I can find you.
Oh, I'm quite muscular. It's just that my posture is kind of bad.
Yes, I can see that when your shoulders come in, they'll be round. Well, I'd better get your measurements.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's see. Arm, 32. Neck, 16, including the shoulders. Chest, 25. All right, sit down and I'll test your reflexes.
My reflexes?
Yes, I just take this little rubber hammer and tap you on the knee, like this. Good heavens, the other leg twists.
Not normal, huh?
In your case, who's to say?
You mean I can't pass the physical? But gosh, I just got to be a policeman.
Well, it isn't up to me. I just send in this report to Captain O'Hallahan. And I don't know what he'll say when he sees it, even if you are recommended by Wellington Weaver.
Oh, it's Captain O'Hallahan who decides, huh?
Yeah, a tough nut and Irish as Paddy's pig. Doesn't think anybody can make a good cop but an Irishman. Well, here's the report. His office is across the hall. Hey, good luck.
Thanks. Yeah, I wonder if I should. Well, why not? It's worth a try.
Come in! Oh, another rookie for the force, huh? Faith, and it's a pretty sight you are there in your underwear. What's holding you together, scotch tape?
Sure, no, that's a fine way to be talking to a son of the old sod, me buckle and dade, and sure, and it is begotten truth upon me soul.
Well, saints preserve us. The like him to see me just a fine scrap and hulk of an Irishman. Is it really Irish you are now, lad?
Dennis Terence McNulty O'Grady O'Toole O'Sullivan Shaughnessy J. O'Day is the name, and it's no Lithuania my master being.
Well, bless my soul, and you talk like you just come over.
Listen, I just got off the boat 2 days ago with the potato peeling still clinging to me hair.
Ah, just to see the old sod again. Tell me, lad, tell me. How was Kilkenny when you left?
Sure, and he never looked better in his life.
Ah, to the real Irish sense of humor you got, too, now. Well, let's see the report on your physical.
Yes, and here it is.
Let me see now. Chest, neck. Glory be to St. Patrick, son. How did you ever survive the trip?
Oh, I'm stronger than you think, Captain. That I am indeed, your worship, yeah, your honor, but... darling, a sword.
But you've got the measurements of a shillelagh man.
Sure, you'll not judge a man by his measurements, Captain. Why, look at Barry Fitzgerald.
Oh, kneel when you say that name.
Yes, of course. I beg your pardon, your worship, sir, your honor. I'm sorry. Please, Captain, you will put me on the force now, won't you?
Oh, but now, how can I, lad? How can I? Just look at the figures here on this report. Hey, if it's an awful catch, I'd be taken now.
Did your mother come from Ireland?
Oh, no, please don't be doing that
sure
to me.
Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in her hair.
No, stop it now, stop it,
when
I say.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
Oh, please, lad.
Sure, it's like a morning spring.
Please, lad, please. All right. You're a member of the force as soon as we can shrink a uniform for you.
Oh, bless you, Captain, bless you. And may St. Peter grab hold of your coattails a half hour before the devil knows you're dead. Up the rebel!
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing Someone to Love. Through the influence of Mrs. Anderson's influential friend, Wellington Pomeroy Weaver, and Dennis's Irish brogue, organized crime has received its greatest impetus since Prohibition. Our hero has become a member of the police force. He's been in uniform now just 24 hours, and so far, well, let's drop down to headquarters and listen in as the lieutenant discusses things with him.
So, you call yourself a policeman, do you, Day? On your beat for 35 minutes, and what happens? A pickpocket makes off with your gun, your handcuffs, and your bag.
I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry? Where's your pride?
I guess you got that, too.
And when Schultz's delicatessen was robbed a few minutes earlier, what were you doing?
Eating pickles.
Eating pickles?
Yes, sir. I had no choice. One of the robbers shoved my head in the barrel.
Oh, no.
I couldn't help it, sir. She outweighed me.
All right, let's take yesterday. You know when you were walking your beat and those two men came out carrying bags and you helped them into their car?
Yes, sir.
They had just robbed the bank.
Ooh, those sneaks.
wasn't that nasty of them, though. I don't suppose you happened to get a look at their license plate.
Hmm. Oh, I certainly did.
Well, what do you know? What was it?
Black numbers on a yellow background.
Well, we've narrowed it down to an American car.
Yes, sir.
Jay, you haven't done one thing right since you joined the force. Not one. According to the man who owns the fruit stand, you even paid for an apple.
Yes, sir. I realized my mistake when he fainted.
Now, listen to me. If it weren't for Wellington Pomeroy Weaver liking you so much, I'd fire you. As it is, I'm going to take you off your beat and put you on traffic detail. Understand?
Yes, sir.
And I want some action, see? I want some tickets handed out.
But what if nobody does anything wrong?
What's that got to do with handing out tickets?
Oh, sorry.
And I'll get out there on the street and watch those drivers. This is your last chance, so help me. Either you hand out some tickets, or you turn in your badge and your Dr. Scholl's foot pads. Is that clear?
Yes, Lieutenant Officer, sir, your worship. So he thinks I'm a failure, huh? Well, I'll show him. We'll see if Officer Dave's going to fall down on the job. Just wait till somebody drives past me, and then I'll... Ha-ha!
Hey, you! Pull over to the curb!
Why, officer, what did I do?
Are you kidding? You were going 20 miles an hour in a 25-mile zone.
Yes, but I don't...
Don't talk back, Buster. I'm giving you a ticket for slowing.
Now, just a minute, officer.
Oh, resisting arrest, huh?
This is utterly preposterous.
Aha! Using dirty language in front of an officer of the law. You'll get at least 10 years. Drunk driving, resisting arrest, abusive language.
Why, this is absolutely unheard of.
There's another count against you. Ending a sentence with a preposition.
I'll have your job for this, officer. Do you know who I am?
I wouldn't care if you're Wellington Pomeroy Weaver himself and you... Did I say that name twice or did one of them come from you?
One of them definitely came from me. I happen to be Wellington Pomeroy Weaver. Now, let's have your name.
It used to be Day. Now it's Mud.
Day? You mean you're the boy I... You?
Yes, sir.
So I did Mrs. Anderson a favor, eh? Well, we'll see about that.
Oh, Mr. Weaver, please.
Shut up! I'll have you off the force so fast your head'll swim. And what with that water on your brain, it'll have plenty of room to paddle around in. Goodbye, Mr. Day.
I'll say it is.
But, Dennis, it's the craziest scheme I ever heard of. We're going to stage a robbery in Mr. Weaver's house.
Sure, and you're going to be the crook. It's my only way out, Mr. Anderson. If he sees me capture a desperate criminal after a big fight, he'll forgive me and I can still be a cop.
Wait a minute. Did you say a big fight?
Oh, you're not going to object, are you? Gosh, why shouldn't you let a pal slap you around a little in fun when your wife does it so often in dead seriousness?
But, Dennis...
Now, look, here's the scheme. You sneak into the house with this skeleton key. I'll walk around to the front, wait a few minutes, and then come in. We have a big fight, and I capture you. And, boy, will I be a hero to Mr. Weaver. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
See, you're swell, Mr. Anderson. Only don't put up too much of a fight. Remember, I'm kind of fragile. Well, good luck.
Gosh, it sure is dark. Kind of reminds me of when I eloped with Pupsy. Sure hope this time I don't end up with such a long sentence. Well, I better take this key.
Okay, you put up your hands.
Oh, my bashful Aunt Bertha's best Sunday bustle.
Come here, let's have a look at you. Hey, you're a little one, aren't you? Okay, hold out your wrist.
No, wait, you can't do this. Now, please, officer, I can explain.
Explain it. Down at headquarters. Come on.
No, please. Now, I'm innocent.
Come on.
No, I'm innocent.
So, naturally, I didn't have the faintest idea your father had been arrested, Mildred.
And when you went into that dark library and pounced on the man and beat him up, you thought it was Daddy, huh?
Sure. I didn't find out till the lights went on that it was Mr. Weaver who'd been on his way to the kitchen for a glass of Ovaltine.
Well, what did he say to you?
Not much. I think he was too busy bleeding.
Oh, good God.
I'm afraid I ruined his dressing gown, too. I should have remembered to wipe off my feet before I kicked him in the stomach.
Oh, my goodness. Well, never at any time did Mr. Weaver get angry and blow up at your entrance?
No, not once. Isn't that remarkable? He's got a really wonderful disposition. Somebody else might have made a lot of trouble for me.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess my time's up. I'll have to run, Dennis.
Yeah. Well, so long, Mildred. I'll see you in 30 days when they let me out.
All right, Dennis.
Unless your mother hasn't changed her attitude toward me by then, in which case I'll see if I can arrange to do 30 more. Goodbye.
South Pacific, here's Dennis with Charles Dance arrangement, singing the lovely ballad, Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
Dennis Day Show, originally heard over the National Broadcasting Company, has been rebroadcast for you men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.